All righty, here we are, 8:47, 13 till 9, a beautiful weekend ahead, and we thought we'd talk about El Niño, La Niña. What does that mean? What does that portend for the fall, the winter, hurricane season, etc.? And who better to join us than Barry Keim, our friend Louisiana State climatologist. How you doing, Barry?
Hey, I'm good, Tom Tucker. Good to talk to you.
Let's talk about the tropics before we begin with El Niño and La Niña and all that stuff. What about anything to watch, anything to worry about? Here we are, October 18th. We hope, and again, barring Zeta or anything like that, we hope nothing like that happens. What do we see out there right now?
There's two tropical waves out there. You know, one is tracking north of the Greater Antilles. It has a very low chance of developing into anything. Not concerned at the moment. And then there's another wave down in the western Caribbean. It has the potential to spin itself up maybe into a tropical storm over the next day or two or three, but it looks like it's headed into Central America and not very likely to get into the Gulf. So I'd say right now, I'm not concerned about anything out there. So, things can change fast, but at this minute, there's nothing in the Gulf. Doesn't appear anything's going to get into the Gulf.
So sound the all clear for me until when in Barry Keim's world?
Here's the way I look at things.
If I got to be somewhere at 10 o'clock and it's 2 minutes until 10 and I'm 20 minutes away, I'm still not late. Because technically, for those 2 minutes, I'm not late. That's how I look at things. So give me the all clear. I don't have to worry about any tropical weather until when?
Well, I think this little system, either of these systems, something could happen in a freak, flukish situation. So, we're keeping an eye on it, but I'm really not concerned about either. There's certainly nothing going to happen in the next, 5 to 7 days. And by that point, we're getting into the latter part of October, and I've spouted this many times. You know, we've never officially had a hurricane or even a tropical storm landfall in Louisiana in the month of November. If we can survive up until Halloween, we are golden. Now, that's not to say that the chances are zero. They're probably not zero. We had a close call about 10 years ago. I can't even remember the name of the storm, but it just brushed up against the delta of the Mississippi River and ended up making a landfall in Alabama.
In November,
it shows. What was that?
Wasn't it in November? Do I remember that right?
Yeah, it was November 7th, I believe. Mm-hmm. So it was even a week into November. So, obviously it can happen, but we had 174 years of data now, and we've never had an official landfall in November. So, once we get through Halloween, I pretty much shut things down. Even though there would still be a storm or two, spinning around out there, the tracks tend to shift eastward. Either in the eastern Gulf of Mexico or up the East Coast. And I'm going to tell you, the West Coast of Florida does not need any more activity. I can tell you that right now.
All right, let me take a break, yeah. Barry. We'll pick it up with you say El Nino, I say La Nina with Barry Keim, LSU climatologist. Back in a flash right now, traffic, WWL. Hi, Tommy Tucker, 8:57. Quickly back to Barry Keim, LSU climatologist. Tell me what's going on with El Nino, La Nina, what was supposed to happen, what is happening, and what it means. Barry, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. So we're in what's called ISO-neutral conditions, and all that is a very fancy way of saying we are neither in El Nino nor a La Nina. Now, the expectation was that we were going to transition from – we were in El Nino back in the spring, as recently as this spring. The forecast was that we were going to – the pendulum, it was going to swing, if you will, from El Nino on over to neutral conditions, obviously, where we are now, and eventually into a La Nina. We were expecting that La Nina to be here by now and to have a big impact on this hurricane season, because what it does is it creates very favorable upper air. In other words, low wind shear environments, which allows hurricanes to blossom and rapidly intensify and all that good stuff. So the fact that we don't have a La Nina in place right now is a good thing, because, again, it creates more hostile upper air and it prevents high numbers of storms from forming. And up to this point, we've only had 13 named storms this season. I say only. 14 is considered an average season. But they were, you know, a lot of people were predicting, numbers over 20. They were expecting over 20 to 25 named storms. And it doesn't look like we're going to get there, which is, all out the good thing. However, we're still likely to see this La Nina form as we get, into the latter part of the fall and into the early winter. We expect it to be a weak, short-lived La Nina, which means for us this season, in terms of the winter, usually it's a warmer than normal and drier than normal winter when we're in La Nina conditions. But again, it'll be weak, and we'll just have to see how it plays out. But that's certainly how things are playing out up to this point. I mean, we're very dry. Drought is creeping into the state, and we have been warmer than normal. And I don't anticipate that that's going to change anytime soon. And that's not to say that we won't get a couple of cold air intrusions, but when we add it all up at the end of the season, likely to be warmer than normal.
So putting all of that into one big ball and using you as our own personal farmer's almanac, you're saying that we're looking at a winter that would be maybe not so cold and drier than usual?
Exactly. And like I said, the drought is already creeping in, and it's an issue, and hopefully things will change and we'll set ourselves up nicely for the farmers in the spring. Right now, though, in your drought conditions, the sugarcane farmers love this weather because it's nice and dry, easy to harvest, and all that fun stuff. If you're trying to raise cattle and keep them happy, the grass just isn't growing, and it makes it that much harder. So there are always winners and losers in all of these equations. But when we go into drought, there are more losers than winners.
Thank you.
By the way, I know you're a Shaw Eagles guy. I'm a Chalmette Owls guy. So go! I got to get a go Owls in there. Okay.
Last game we played was against Chalmette. Matter of fact, I once kicked an extra point to beat the Chalmette Owls 7-6. Thank you, Barry. We'll talk to Ian McNulty when we come back.